Good morning. You all look so beautiful. Mind you, I've got an appointment for laser surgery on January the 25th, so maybe that will give you a true perspective. Oh, jokes. Well, I think it was a joke. Did you hear what he said? Don't make a spectacle of yourself. I hope you've not overeaten and overspent over the Christmas period. It is wonderful. A wonderful day, the first day of a new year, and God has been faithful. I was praying about what I should bring this morning, and I would like to church. I'm going to read you the verse. I wanted a song, but you don't know it, and I don't see what you're doing the rest of you. The year by singing it. So I'm just going to read these verses to you. It's, oh, when I put the words up, God sent his son, they called him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He bled and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Saviour lives. Because he lives, we can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know and we know that he holds the future and life is worth the living because he lives. Praise God for the assurance that he's brought us through the last year and he will take us through this year. We have a cook and we have a baker this morning. Do you have a candlestick maker? Maybe it's an electrician these days, I don't know. John Cook and Robin Baker. So, praise God. Right, let's read the Word of God. I'd like you to turn to Isaiah 43, verse 18 and 19. Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. And to that I want to add a text. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, they are a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. It's become a bit of a tradition for me to address the church on the first Sunday of a new year. But today, it's the first Sunday, and it's actually the first day of the year. I almost felt I should bring some coal or sing Auld Lang Syne, but I won't bother with either. I'm going to read something that Robin read last week, but this is actually for the new year. I said to the man at the gate of the year, give me a light that I may tread safely into the unknown. And he replied, go out into the darkness and put your hand into the hand of God. That shall be better to you than a light and safer than a known way. If we are to progress through our lives this year, it is essential that we have our hand in the hand of God. We can let go of God, but he will never let go of us. A new day, a new year. What does this year hold for us? 2 days and 2 years and they're the same. Could sometimes be a little bit nerving, wondering what lies ahead. I am not a prophet, so I can't tell you what is going to happen. But I sense a prophetic message in this word this morning. We are stepping into the unknown. We don't know what tomorrow may hold, never mind the rest of this year. We don't know what our takes await, God does. We don't know what blessings await, God does. Whatever awaits, we can know that God knows and he will be with us every step of the way. He will never leave us or forsake us. I am going to give you a challenge as a church and as individuals, because individuals make up the church. And I want you to ask yourself if you are ready to meet this challenge. As God's people, we need to be those who are ready for what God wants to do. Every single one of us is included. God has said, I will do a new thing. Are you ready for it? Have you gone to sleep? Are you ready for it? Do you believe it? Are you ready for it? Do you want it? What will this new thing be? I prayed and I said, Lord, what is this new thing that you're going to do, going to be? You know what God told me? Nothing. So we got to walk by faith. And the more I read it, the more excited I became. I will do a new thing. When God determined to do something, nothing can stop him. There is no power in the world that can stop God from moving. For him to will is the same as to do. I come from an age when signs and wonders were almost the norm. Almost every single service, someone would receive their sight. I even remember one person in particular who was blind. He had no sockets and he was prayed for. And during the time of that service, his sockets were put into its place and he was able to see. I've seen the blind see. I've known the deaf healed. I have seen limbs strengthened. The only thing I never saw was the dead raised. I'm talking now about genuinely. I realise that there is much that is fake and unreal. Charlatans who are using mysticism today. But I still believe in a God of miracles. I believe that God wants again to use signs and wonders in the church. We are a Pentecostal church. I don't like the word charismatic. I like the word Pentecostal. And God wants to use the gifts of the Spirit in the church today. But we have to be ready for it. He wants to do a new thing. I have on my phone this little proverb. Well, it's not a proverb, but I've called it a proverb. It's this. You can't move forward with the next chapter of your life while you keep reading the last chapter. There are those who are dwelling in the past. Past mistakes, past heartaches, past failures, when you did something wrong and you can't move on. Some longing again for the things of Egypt. It's not like it used to be, Spirit. You should never hear that in the church. It's not like it used to be, Spirit. God wants to do new things. We can become locked in the past. You have to move on. But the devil will come and remind you of your mistakes, the failures, the things that have let you down, the people who have let you down in the past. Because he wants you to remain in that place, in the desert. He is the accuser of the brethren. He is also a liar. If you have confessed your mistakes, if you confessed your sins, you are forgiven. We are talking this morning about new things on a new day in a new year. What a perfect time to start anew. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Not going to do, I am doing a new thing. When Isaiah urged the people to forget the former things and to see the new things God would do, Israel was in a mess. They were in the most appropriate place. They were in Babylon. They were captives in Babylon. And if there was a time when this seemed inappropriate, this message, he still gave it. This was his message. God wants to do a new thing. We have to have our eyes open as a church to look around us, see the terrible state of this nation, which is broken. We need our eyes open to see what God is going to do. The immutable, omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient El Shaddai. The Almighty God will do new things. And I have to say this, even if we do not see it, even if we do not believe it, God will still do it and we will be left behind. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Will you not see it? It's going to happen in front of our eyes. I am making a way in the desert. The desert is a lonely place. The spiritual desert is an even worse place. Wandering around, going round and round the old familiar ground, seeing paths where we've walked before and wondering why we're getting nowhere. In despair, angry, disappointed, feeling forgotten. I'm speaking to people this morning who've been in that experience and are still in that desert this morning. Before we reach the promised land, we will endure the desert. We will have times when we're in the desert, spiritually. But I have to say this morning, you can't stay there. Nothing grows in the desert. Spiritually, you will become dry, barren, and just fall apart. We have to move on. We need to take God at his word and say, God, do this new thing. Deuteronomy 2, verse 3 says, you have circled this mountain long enough. It is time to move on. You're in the desert. Why are you still there? What is keeping you there? Move on. Listen to these words. I've already quoted them. I'm going to quote them again. Corinthians 5, verse 7. All things, whatever they are passed away. Behold, all things are new. We don't have to worry about yesterday. Yesterday's gone. It's a wonderful thing. Every morning I wake up and I just thank the Lord for the day before. And I realise that any mistakes, any failures, and I don't make many, or I do actually, many mistakes, any failures, they're gone. Yesterday, whatever we did wrong yesterday is gone. It is a new day. But when we come to God, not only is it a new day, it is a brand new life. It is time as a church, as a child of God, to move on and to follow the cloud of God. Not to go before the cloud, but to follow the cloud. Because where the cloud is, will be the presence of God. Let me ask you a question. Do you know the most dangerous place for a Christian to be? It's already been mentioned this morning. Anybody want to guess? Are you still awake? Oh. Anybody want to guess the most dangerous place for a Christian to be? Do you know, Robin? No, actually, yeah, you're partly right. Not in the world. That's the most miserable place for the Christian to be. One foot in the world and one foot in the church. The most dangerous place for the Christian to be is in the comfort zone. An eagle will keep disturbing its nest while the eaglets are still in it. Do you know why? I know there's a lot of questions to ask you this morning, but if you think about it, it might actually stick in your mind. So that eagles don't become so comfortable, they never learn to fly. An eagle that can't fly is like an ostrich. They won't last long. We can get too comfortable. The church and the Christian should never be too comfortable. We should always be moving on. It is fatal, spiritually fatal, to be in the comfort zone. God wants us to be moving on. He wants his church to be active. Another question. Why does an eagle fly so high? Because it enables him to view the old panoramic vista, to see the land stretched out before him. God wants people who can see further and clearer than ever before. Why does an eagle fly so high? It does it to catch the firms so we can soar even higher. God wants his church to be people who are ready for new things. Those who are prepared to rise on the firm and soar to higher than they've ever dreamed they could do. To soar in the spirit, the captive firm of God's spirit, catching and seeing with clarity the new things that God is going to do. Rising to heights we've never thought we could. Rising to heights in the spirit, in faith, that we can only do when we know that God is moving in a new way. We are not meant to be earthbound. We are made to be in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. To be more than conquerors in Christ. That is what God wants for his church. That's what he wants for every individual who names the name of Jesus Christ. That is what he wants to do through us as individuals and as a church. That includes everybody, includes the pastors, the elders, every one of us who say we are Christians. God wants us to be moving in the power. He wants us to be soaring above the things of the earth and trusting him to do new things. What will this new thing be? I don't know. I don't think it'll be the old things. I've known great blessings in the past. God is not in the business of rebranding. He's not in the business of reaction or remoulding. He's in the business of doing new things. He has made you anew when you came to him to ask for your sins forgiven. Took him as your Lord and Saviour. He also makes new things for you when you confess you've done wrong. He makes all things new. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are new. Does that excite you? If it does, if it doesn't, it should. If it does, then obey what God is saying. I want God to do new things in me, through me, in his people, in the church. I confess I don't know what it will be. Maybe we need a word of knowledge, a rhema word of God itself. But I love this wonderful message in Jeremiah 29 verse 1. The church is under tremendous pressure. If you can't see it, then obviously you're not aware of the things that are going on in the world. I know the plans I have for you, to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Praise God, this morning we have a hope and a future. The church has a future. God is not finished with us. The church is not finished until the Lord takes us to glory. He has a plan for us. He wants to do new things through us and in us. And despite the best efforts of Satan, despite the best endeavours of secular governments, despite the push to banish the church by those who hate the church, God has a future for his church. A glorious, wonderful, magnificent future for his church. We are the work in progress. He's not done with us yet. I believe that this new thing God is going to do is going to be something that we have never seen and never experienced before. I have known some tremendous times. You're all too young, aren't you? Robin remembered it, didn't he, Robin? Shows how old he is. Anyhow, but we used to see some tremendous things happening in the services. I've known people come in and just unsaved and just be brought down in the power of God and be converted. Things we have never seen before, not just greater in number, but something that has never been before. For God wants to do a new thing. He is going to do a new thing. Something we have not thought of, something so extraordinary we make all things gone before seem as nothing. We do not despise the day of small things, but God is going to do a new thing. Something that even the godless world will have to admit is of God. I want to see it. I want to be in it. I want to see God do a real thing. God is determined and nothing will stop him. And we can either join and say, yes, Lord, do it in me, do it in us, or we can stay where we are in the desert and he will move on with the cloud and we will go round and round like the children of Israel for years and years and years because you've missed what God wants to do. I'm not just talking about this church. I'm talking about every church represented here. God wants to do a new thing. I said earlier when Isaiah told the people, when he said it, it looked impossible. They were captives. So even there, God was moving in that situation. There is no situation that God cannot move in. And it seemed as though it was contrary to everything that they were experiencing. But God was going to do a new thing. The church is in a spiritual battle. The church is also in spiritual Babylon. If you know what I mean by that. If you don't, ask me afterwards. We were being bound by the laws and dictates of men with evil thoughts on their minds. Inspired by Satan. But God will do a new thing. It may be scary. It will be for a while. It may be exciting. It will be. But here's my challenge again. God is going to do a new thing. I am convinced. I have the witness in my soul. Whatever it will be soon. If you want God to do this new thing, it might well mean a change in your attitude. A change in the way that you do things. It might mean a change in your plans, your ideas, a change in your thinking, a change of direction, a change in everything that we think is church. It means God taking over. Let him do it. Let us be available. It will mean blessing. It will mean, ultimately, it will mean that God will move in a way we have never experienced. It will be a challenge. It will certainly be worth it. It is his church, not ours. Those of you who are in the past, in the desert, going round in circles, don't stay there. Don't stay locked in past mistakes, past disappointments. Trust God to do a new thing in your life. Maybe you've been hurt by Christians, and it happens. We're Christians. We're not perfect. Not yet. We never will be in this life, but we strive towards perfection. Maybe you've been hurt, but God wants you to forget those things, to come to him and to let him do a new thing in your experience. Rise up, soar in the spirit. Rise above what you have been. Say, I will not be a victim. I will be a victor. I will rise to new heights in God. Let this year, 2023, be a year of new things that your pastor, your oversight, the members, let's see this new thing that God is going to do. I will do a new thing. Do something new, Lord. Do something new. In my heart, make a start. Do something new, Lord. Do something new. Amen.